Blog Talk Radio.
Because I'm brand new, a brand new week, a brand new day, a brand new you, a brand new me, but the same God who changes not. The immutability of God, hallelujah, causes him not to be able to change, but everything else that he made has change in it. We thank and praise him today, praise the Lamb of God for the life, hallelujah, that he has given us, and for new mercies, hallelujah. Today, we bless him for his divine provision, and I thank him for you, you, and you, people of God. Today is Testimony Tuesday, praise God, and we thank and praise God that he has given us so much to say, Lord, I'm thankful for, hallelujah, from the bread on the table, yes, God, hallelujah, to the roof over our heads, to the protection, the peace, and knowing that his hand is upon us and that he is with us. I love the Lord. Why, Michael? Because he heard my cry, and he has pitied my groan. He has attended his ear to me, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and allowed me to share with him my heart, hallelujah, and then he moved on my behalf. What a wonderful God we serve. I love him. I love him. I love him. Praise the Lamb of God. A hand clap to Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. A praise is on my lips. A song is in my heart. Yes, God. I know he's able today. I bless God for you, you, and you, all of you that's chiming in today. Praise the Lamb of God and coming on board. You're listening to our voice, and you say, hey, I want to get on this show. That's area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. It's Testimony Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God. This terrific Tuesday. Hallelujah, that we are sharing here with you, you, and you today. Praise God. I see our intercessors are chiming in now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, there's Althea. How you doing there, daughter?
Hi, Pastor. I'm great. And yourself?
I am blessed and highly favored today, as you can hear. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And not letting anything get in the way of the blessings of God in my life. Oh, boy, Tennessee. You've been on here a while. I see Tennessee. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know who that is, but God bless you. And others are chiming in. Oh, my God, they're coming on board here today. And we thank and praise God for each of you intercessors and all of the prophetic giftings that flow with us. Praise the Lamb from week to week and day to day. It's awesome. Praise God. It's our power night at the Truth Church. Praise the Lamb of God. All of you are invited to come by and share with us. That's four blocks west of Telegraph Road on Ford Road. You're welcome to come if you're in the area. Praise the Lamb of God and want a dose of God. Hallelujah, a powerful dose of God, like a double espresso. You can come on in the house. Praise the Lamb of God. I will be ministering tonight, the Lord willing, to give us strength and power. Well, we all minister in truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Sunday, boy, that the Lord turned us into I don't even know what to call it, but when the service was over, everybody had laid hands on everybody and praying for everybody and prophesying and doing some of everything that went down. Praise the Lamb of God. But we walked out of there, but we left blessed. We left blessed and on a higher plane in a better place in the spirit realm, and we thank and praise God for that. Hallelujah. We're not church as normal. But, praise the Lamb of God, we are a church, hallelujah, that's becoming a five-star witnessing church, and we thank God for that. Yeah, that's right, five-star witnessing church, truth church, praise the Lord. And I love every one of our members today, praise the Lord. Boy, we just lost one of our men who was he was a member some time ago, and battling with drugs and this, that, and another, and haven't seen them in some years, and Deacon Britt notified me that he had made his transition, and I don't know why, but they didn't contact me or the family or anybody. They probably didn't even know he had joined our church. Praise the Lamb of God. And was coming faithful. At one time he was in training as a deacon and all of that. Praise the Lord. Oh, his brother Clay was his name, and we just sent the prayers up. Praise the Lamb of God, and hopefully we can find out where the homegoing is and the family members so that we can, send condolences at least some kind of way. But praise the Lamb of God, we are here, people of God. Hallelujah. We have a wonderful, wonderful family. Our picnic is this Saturday, praise the Heritage Park in Farmington Hills, Michigan, and we hope and pray that some of you will be able to come out and grab a sandwich or something, eat some of that good food that's going to be there, and listen to the praise of God as they go out and testimony games, all of that kind of stuff. We just do a little bit of everything, starting around, I think they said 10 o'clock in the morning, 12 noon, something. I don't know. I got to look at the flyer myself. They're coordinating, and I'm just walking through it. Well, it's right here in front of me. Praise the Lord. 11 a.m. August 31st, Heritage Park, Farmington, Michigan. That's it. Praise the Lamb of God. And you are welcome, welcome, welcome. That's between 12 and 10 miles. Praise the Lamb of God. On Farmington Road. And you are welcome to come and share. Praise the Lamb of God. In our outing in the park. Praise the Lord. We love it, love it. Praise in the park. We've been doing it for many years now, and we thank God that it has always turned out to be a blessing to us. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God, let's get ready to pray. Let's get ready to go forth in prayer. Hallelujah. As Athelia is going to lead us today, she is our lead intercessor today, and we thank God for being here. My goodness gracious. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, they buried our brother, praise him, Michael Brown, on yesterday. They funeralized him, praise God. A lot of actors and politicians and this and that showed up. Spike Lee, praise God, T.D. Jakes, and everybody in between. And we just thank God for that display of love, praise the Lamb of God, from the celebrities and people of that nature. Praise God. And we must come to a place, people, to be a forgiving community. When forgiveness is in order, praise the Lamb of God, which is always when an offense has occurred. But at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, we must find the road to justice. And we must find the road, praise the Lamb of God, that leads to peace in the hearts of people who have been offended on that level. That is a heartbreaking level, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm just praying for that family continuously and for Ferguson and for this, all of this ruckus and that has occurred through this, that the outcome will be a better relationship, praise the Lamb of God, established for the people there, and that they don't have to walk in fear, praise the Lamb of God, of those who are being paid through our tax dollars to serve and to protect. Hallelujah. Something has to come in place. You just can't shoot people down. Something has to come in place. Hallelujah. To establish a better relationship between law enforcement and the public. Something has to come in place. Praise the Lord. And we hope that that is, if this is a sacrifice, praise the Lamb of God, that God has called to make on behalf of the many, then let this young man's death account for something more than we tore up some buildings and we did this and we burnt some fires and we walked all night. Hallelujah. Because in the morning there's nothing but rubbish in the street. But we march, praise the Lamb of God, with an intent to make some changes, and those changes have come for our betterment. Then you have done a great work. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. So I'm asking for your prayers continuously in that way. Praise the Lord. Yeah, all right, of course, if there is prayer requests today, you know you can push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. If there is testimony, oh, my goodness, of the goodness of God and what God is doing, you can push one on your dial today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But our daughter Athelia is coming, and she's going to lead us to the throne of grace. Hallelujah, as the Lord will lead her, praying for the sick and shut in, the hurting. Yes, the bereaved. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. My God, those that are standing in fear all around the country because of devastation and catastrophic events. Some people are so afraid they can't even hardly get out of their houses now. Praise the Lamb of God. Even out in California, I heard one lady say, I'm afraid to go out. Well, it's dangerous staying in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Death can come get you wherever you are. Praise the Lord. Ah, my goodness. But we ask for healing in those communities also. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, daughter. Lead us to the throne of grace today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Father God, we come before you again, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. We repent our sins and ask for forgiveness, Father God. Father God, we're calling upon your mercy. We're calling upon your heart today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the magnitude of brothers and sisters, Father God, that are hurting now, Father God, this very hour, Father God. We're calling upon your peace, Father God. We're calling upon shalom. Alone, Father God, to saturate the atmosphere, Father God. Father God, we're asking to pour your spirit over Missouri, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, going through every avenue,
yes,
and boulevard and streets, Father God, touching every homes and every business, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. touch their minds and their hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let them not turn away from you, Father God. Let them not forget who you are, Father God, but call upon you even the more in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up the Brown family before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you for peace in their mind, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let this situation, this strategy, Father God, will bring their families and communities even closer, Father God, that they will even pray more, Father God, that they will ask you the answers and the questions, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we lift up California, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus, especially San Francisco, Father God. We're asking you to pour your spirit over this land, Father God, over every street, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you for your mercy, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up New York, Father God, the tri-state area. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to pour your spirit, Father God. Concentrate it, Father God. In the name of Jesus, and wash this nation clean, Father God, that they remember their first love. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that they will call you Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Father God, Jehovah Shammah, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, they give you glory and honor, Father God, for all that you have done for them, Father God, year after year, Father God. Let them give you the atonement that is necessary, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for the healing that's already gone before, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for restoration in the mind and the spirit and the body, Father God, throughout these hospitals, Father God.
Thank you,
throughout
Jesus.
The nursing
thank
homes,
you,
Father
Lord.
God. Throughout the convalescent home, even those who are shut in their own homes, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your power, for your authority that's covering those who don't have a home, Father God, that they're kept warm in the heat of the day and kept cool at the hot of the day, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for keeping food over them. We thank you for providing clothing. We thank you for letting your angels out in their midst, Father God, to keep them protected and away from hurt, harm, and danger, Father God. Father God, we thank you for lifting up your intercessors nationwide. We thank you for covering your pastors, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for taking away the cloak from their eyes, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, that they can see you the more, Father God.
Yes,
we give
God.
You glory and we give you honor, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. You hear the praise, Father God, and I'm interceding, Father God, that you'll answer them, Father God, that they will not get weary in well-doing, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. Pour your spirit over this phone line right now, Father God. Take over the atmosphere for every phone number, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus. Let it be conducive for your spirit, Father God. And every spirit that's on this phone is subject to the spirit of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Our daughter, Ophelia, today, praise the Lamb of God, and we thank God that she is praying, praise the Lord, for you and you in her intercession life. Boy, what intercessors we have, praise the Lamb. People of God, hallelujah, it's Testimony Tuesday. Is there a testimony? Is there somebody can talk about the goodness of the Lord, praise the Lamb, besides me?
I can
hallelujah,
hear something.
But I can tell you of his favor and his love upon my life. I can do it every day of the week, praise the Lamb of God. He is awesome in my life, praise the Lamb, and I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for what he is doing, a perfect work in my mind, my body, and my spirit, praise the Lord, in this season in my life. What a wonderful thing it is, people, to know that the hand of God is on your life, that there is purpose, that there is destiny that is laden upon you, praise the Lamb of God, not of your own choosing, but that God has chosen it for you. Praise the Lamb of God, that an effectual door. I was in conversation yesterday, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And they were talking to me about, praise the Lamb of God, what God was speaking concerning me and this, that, and another, and blah, blah, blah. And then they start talking to me about the enemies around me, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm just sitting and listening and listening and talking in conversation. And when we get off the phone, an inbox comes from, praise the Lamb of God, Bertha Patton, praise the Lamb of God, the prophetess of God in Chicago. And she sent me an inbox, praise the Lamb of God, and said, I was in prayer, and the Lord gave me this for you and told me to send it to you. And boy, oh boy, praise the Lamb of God, did the Word of God out of the Word of God, praise the Lamb of God, say that a great and effectual door has been opened for you. Yet, there are many adversaries. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then she went on to break that down, that word meaning and what have you, and to encourage by saying, all you have to do is make it through the door. Praise the Lamb of God, because God opened the door. And since God has opened it, no man can close it. Hallelujah. But you will have adversaries. The devil will have his people on the front line trying to not allow you to go through that door. But once you get on the other side of that door, there's going to be nothing they can do about where you are. And brothers and sisters, I know it's God. Praise the Lamb of God. I know it's God because of what he's been speaking in my life. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise him. Oh, my God, I can shout from the rooftops, yes, God, for clear prophetic word, praise the Lamb of God, coming from the woman of God. Sylvia, how are you, daughter?
Hi, Prophet. Hi, Athea. I have a testimony.
Sylvia. You got one of those things that we call a testimony?
Yes, God. How God protected me this morning.
Let me get my seatbelt. Wait. I got to put on my seatbelt. Let me get my seatbelt here. Oh, Lord, strapped in. All right. Wait. Oh, no, I didn't brace my legs. Let me. Okay. I think I'm strapped in. I'm strapped in still. What we got
Jesus.
Here?
Hot Prophet, this morning I traveled the highway, 85 back and forth to work. And this morning on my way to work, I'm getting over into the right-hand lane by the wall, the brick wall that they have down the middle. And this transfer truck is coming over, almost pushing me into the wall.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
I just thank God that I looked up just in time enough to see him, where I could move over just enough to keep him from hitting me and me not hitting the wall and not overcorrecting and just causing major jam up on 85 and probably loss of life, because this was an 18-wheeler. So I thank God this morning. I was so shook up when I got here this morning, but I thank God for just protecting me.
Oh, MG, you know, while you're talking, the Spirit of the Lord is coming upon me. I believe that you had a divine deliverance, praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
So, you know,
yes.
It was in my heart to say this, that sometimes when we're going through some things and what have you, the Lord give us a physical, praise the Lamb of God, a manifestation of his love, protection, and all of that, praise the Lamb of God, that comes with that package to allow us to know that where we are, he has us, no matter how tight it gets, praise the Lamb of God, no matter how fatal it looks, no matter how it looks like we're going to fall or come into calamity, the hand of the Lord is upon us, praise the Lamb of God. I used to drive transfer trucks, 18-wheelers, and I know the devastation they can cause. Just a bump, a truck like that, could take your car and smash it into that wall, and there's nothing you can do about it. And he may even not, he could be driving that truck and not even know he hit you.
Right.
Because the trailer, if the trailer hits you, he may not even know he hit you.
Right.
Because he may not, the trailer will absorb the impact, and it'll never get to the place where he is up in the cab. The impact feeling of it. I'm telling you, praise, those are some amazing and powerful pieces of machinery. And I try my best, praise the Lamb of God, to tell people all the time, you don't play with They are not to be played with. Praise the Lamb
right.
of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Royal. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
I have a testimony too, Apostle.
Oh, here come another one. I'm still strapped in, okay?
It was last week, Thursday, and I was sitting down, you know, going over, so, oh, my goodness, my bill is due soon for my phone. And I said to myself, I don't know where it's going to come from. I asked my brother, he wasn't able to do it. So I said, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to stress myself over it. God knows I need my phone. I have to do ministry, and this is going to benefit God as well. So I know God's going to take care of something. Less than 10 minutes, somebody inboxed me and says, God put it on my heart to send you this, and that's why I'm talking to you today.
Lord, have mercy.
Bless you.
See how good God is.
Amen.
God is good
Amen.
To us. Praise the Lamb of God. God, I mean, we always think, and this is what I tell people all the time, we always think we need money, praise the Lamb of God, but we've been teaching about favor, and that's all you need is favor. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what happened to me. My phone, praise the Lamb of God, in my pragmatic movement, I forget sometime to pay a bill. That has happened to me more than once. Mm-hmm. And so the phone bill was doubled. Hello, light bulbs. Mm-hmm. And my phone bill is like 100. It's a fixed, unlimited thing with Sprint, that $100 thing. And it mm-hmm. doubled. And I said, oh, boy. Oh, boy, I forgot to pay this bill. Lord, have mercy, blah, 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 blah. And I called in the Sprint to make arrangements. And when I got off the phone, I only owed about $52.
Wow.
They adjusted my bill, they did some of everything, gave me credits, everything. I mean, the favor of God, praise the Lamb
mm-hmm.
of God, upon us, thing we should anticipate and look for. And when God gets through with you, praise the Lamb of God, you'll be in top shape. He has, I tell you all on the show, I said, people of God, I tell you on the radio, on the telephone calls, you are not normal people, praise the Lamb of God. You are prophetic people. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
And you should expect
Amen.
A miracle every day. You should
Amen.
Expect God to do something special in your life every day, praise the Lamb of God. Sylvia, even your deliverance today, praise the Lamb of God. In essence, that should happen for us every day because
mm-hmm.
the Lord promised us he would never leave us.
Amen.
Neither would Amen. He would forsake us. Praise the Lamb of God that the angels are encamped all
yes.
around us. We should look, praise the Lamb of God, for God to work signs and wonders and miracles in our lives. Praise the Lamb, that we know without a shadow of a doubt, this was not done by the agency of man. It wasn't my ingenuity, with my wit, my quickness.
No.
It wasn't my flexibility. It was God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was
Amen.
Good
yeah.
in the trans truck and my car. It was God.
Huh.
Should have been in that wall as a permanent
yes,
memorial to accidents
yes,
in America.
God.
My
yep.
God,
yep.
hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Just a nick of time. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! I know what you're talking about. I've been in like situations. Hallelujah. As much as I've traveled on the road, I've been in like situations. But let me tell you something. Our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, he will send somebody your way with some money and put it in your hand. Just in the nick of time, he'll do it. Praise
yep.
the Lamb. Yes, he will. He'll put you on. My friend out in California, praise the Lamb of God, supposed to be on the show this week. Later on, we're going to be talking about faith and what have you in a prophetic manner. So don't y'all miss this week's show. Praise the Lamb of God. We're talking about favor. We're going to climax that. And then we're going to go into the faith for your journey. Praise the Lamb of God, prophetic people. I want to talk about faith for your journey for a few days. But I want to, praise the Lamb, just share this testimony. This he needed some money to close on the house that he just moved in. A lady called his wife out the blue. She heard from this lady in months on end and said, I keep dreaming that I'm supposed to give you some money. I'm giving you money. Do you need some money right now? She said, yeah, we need about $10,000, $11,000. She said, well, the Lord blessed me with a lump sum of money. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you $5,000, and I'm going to loan you $5,000. They closed on the house. A day before the close, they're in the house right now. Just moved in.
Amen.
Ain't nothing God can do. He will put you in the heart of somebody. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. And they can't help but do for you. Y'all not listening to me. They can't help but do it,
Jesus.
Lamb of God. They can't help but call you and say, the Lord told me to do this. My God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And people of God, I tell you, it can work in your favor. It can work in your favor. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God, because God is a God of favor. God is a God that gives favor to his people. And so, and we talk about the spirit of favor and the anointing of favor. Boy, let me tell you something. All you got to do is let your ways please God. Hallelujah. And favor will follow you wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it will. All you got to do is let your ways please God. Have the heart, hallelujah, of God beating in your bosom. Choose his word above your ways. Hallelujh. Discipline yourself by that word. Glory to God. And honor him. Reverence him. Love God and praise him and see what happens. Hallelujah. Woo! Favor will follow you wherever you go and work on your behalf. I'm here a witness. You'll go from the coach seat to be bumped up to first class. Favor will go with you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I dare you to let the joy of the Lord be your strength and walk in it. Stop complaining and start praising. Hallelujah. Watch what God do for you. My God, it's Testimony Tuesday at PSM Live, and these two girls have already lit it up. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, from Detroit to Buffalo, from Buffalo, praise the Lamb of God, all the way down to around the Carolinas, back down to, hallelujah, Florida, into Georgia, going on round, down, praise the Lamb of God, Tennessee, Texas, all down to New Mexico, Southern California. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Northern California. Yes, God. Across the Midwest. Oh, my goodness. Testimony Tuesday. There ought to be somebody, praise the Lamb of God, that have a testimony today to share, praise the Lamb of God, that you can increase somebody else's belief and faith and encouraging people to go, all right, all right, all right, praise the Lamb of God. Here's my Bertha. My Bertha, how you doing today?
I am blessed, prophet, evangelist. Athea, how are you doing?
Great, my Bertha, how are you?
I have a testimony of God's goodness and, as Sylvia said, of God's divine protection. I have a grandson and granddaughter that lives in San Diego, California, and I just thank God that when I read your post on Sunday, it says about the earthquake in California, and on the way I asked Valencia, I said, see where it hit. He just said California. But I thank God that it went nowhere near their dwelling place. And I thank God for the passage of Scripture, Psalm 91, that when we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, that nothing will come near us. I thank God that even all the way to San Diego, California, the protection and the favor that's on my life is upon my grandchildren. And they,
glory to
Jesus, did not hit San Diego.
Amen.
And they are fine. And I give God all of the glory.
Yes, God.
My God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that was a shaker, too. That was a shaker that could have took a lot of lives, especially if it had happened at 3 in the afternoon instead of 3 in the morning. Praise the Lamb.
Right.
Especially downtown, praise the Lamb of God, Napa. If it had happened at 3 in the afternoon, people sitting there in the outdoor cafes and things and walking
right.
the street, boy, oh boy, oh boy, that 200 and something number of injuries would have been deaths for sure,
yeah.
for sure. But God is warning. Shakes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Did you see the lady that left her house just in time, only in her robe, and her house collapsed?
Lord Jesus. God sends warning.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
merciful. But will a heart repent? That's a tight thing. Praise the Lamb of God. They call it luck. They call it this, that, and another. I call it mercy and grace, kissing each other.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mercy and grace.
And that what Bertha was talking about, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, was right there in the Bay Area. And that's right where my friend Pastor Nation lives and pastor and everything. And he called me, praise the Lamb of God, and said, thou art a prophet sent from God. Hallelujah. For surely the Lord then shook this place. My God, my God, my God, my God. People, I just told you last week. Hallelujah, with a heaviness on me, that God said he was visiting the cities.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
And he's walking through. And he's not, it ain't over.
Jesus.
It's not over. It's not over.
It's not.
Hallelujah. I done told you, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
I done told you. It's not over, praise the Lamb of God. My God, my God. I love Jesus today. Boy, oh boy, it's Testimony Tuesday. I'm not going to go into no doom thing. I'm just telling you all, praise the Lamb of God, that our God is able to keep, protect, and watch over his servants and those whom they love. My
That's
God,
right.
he will watch over your loved ones for you. And as Bertha said, even long distance.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God, on you can is on your grandchildren. It's on your children's children. That's the word of God.
Amen.
They are the seed of the righteous. Come on, talk to me now. Praise the Lamb of God. The seed of the righteous. Hallelujah. And therefore God places upon them the covenant of love. I was reading about his covenant this morning. Praise the Lamb of God. That God, hallelujah, boy, oh boy, how he honors his covenant and how he allows his covenant, praise the Lamb of God, to be an everlasting covenant. When God makes a covenant, it's a permanent thing. It's not, praise the Lamb of God, the way we do stuff.
Right.
We do stuff and forget we done done it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. And that covenant that he makes, praise the Lamb of God, is an eternal covenant because he is an eternal God. My goodness gracious. Because he's an eternal God. He has commanded his covenant forever. Psalms 111:9. That's why I was reading that. He has commanded his covenant forever. Praise the Lamb of God. And we as the people of God need to start delighting in that covenant. Praise the Lamb of God. And in our covenant relationship with God. Hallelujah. He's an unfailing source of consolation. Praise the Lamb of God that continuously waves his banners over us of love. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And when we remember what promised us, people of God, that is your security. God made a covenant. Praise the Lamb of God. But we can't get it twisted. Hallelujah. Some people try to invoke their own peace onto what God has promised. Without examining what God said when it comes down to the relationship of the covenants. They just run their mouth. Oh, he said that he wouldn't flood the earth no more. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, he talked about it in a total, making a total end. Praise the Lamb of God. He didn't say he wouldn't flood a city. Now, he didn't say he wasn't going to do that. He said the total earth to make a complete end. like
right.
he did in the days of Noah. He has not done that. He has kept his word. Praise the
right.
Lamb of God. But flooding the city, he didn't say he wouldn't do that now. Now, he didn't
right.
say that. Hallelujah. Let's not try to... the Lord said he wouldn't flood the earth no more. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You wouldn't be saying if it was just... If your grass was just flooded, you wouldn't say that. You wouldn't even... Yeah, but that's earth, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. But when it affects your house and stuff, then we want to start looking at God like the Lord ain't keeping his promise. Praise. But if the whole earth was covered with water, then we'll say, nah, the Lord has went back on his word and something wrong. But if you're alive, ain't nothing wrong because he didn't kill you in the flood.
Right.
Because when he flooded the earth, wasn't nobody left but Noah and his family. Hallelujah.
Okay.
My goodness, you better think about what he said, praise the Lamb of God, because
yep.
God is no shorter than his word. He cannot
no.
lie. He
right.
cannot lie. He don't know how to do that. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I love him. Right on, King Jesus. I still say it. Do what you do
mm-hmm.
the way you do what you do, and let me watch you do it in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I love that word, people of God. The word of God is so precious to those of us who live in the realm of the prophetic. The word of God is so precious to us, praise God. A lot of people don't understand why the word of God is so precious to us in this. Because, let me tell you why. Because he honors his word above his own name. He raised his word above his own name. He's lifted it. He's honored it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that's powerful within itself. That's powerful within itself because what it means is, hallelujah, he has delighted in his own word. He watches over his own word. My goodness. He watches over his own word to make sure that it comes to pass, that it has the activity, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that is needed in order for his word manifest in our lives. He's not slack, he's not short, hallelujah, that he can't perform what he promised. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. No. None of that is his problem. Praise the Lamb of God. He delighteth in his people. He delighteth, praise the Lamb of God, to see us well, people of God. He delighteth to see us whole. He delights to see us prosper. He delights to see us in peace. But his word also, praise the Lamb of God, affects us in the developmental stage of our faith. And so then his word tries us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The word of God says in Psalms that it tried Joseph. It tried him. The word of God tried him. Hallelujah. And he found himself in jail with favor on him in the prison. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, because of the word of God, hallelujah, and the keeping of his word, that's what breeds the favor upon you, praise the Lamb of God, that you're not living outside of his word, that you're not walking outside of his word, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I love him today. I just love the word. I love the word of the Lord. It is so precious in this day and in this time towards us. My God, my God, my God. Oh, the Lord has just been speaking so much, praise the Lamb of God, about his favor upon his people and about the manifestation that is about to take place in our lives, about what we'll call it a shift, praise the Lamb of God, this transition that is going on, praise the Lamb of God. Ali Chuck Pierce and many others I'm finding out are speaking some of the same things I'm speaking. Praise the Lamb. And I don't listen to a whole lot of prophets and prophetess unless, the Lord just leads me to it. But I've been hearing, praise the Lamb of God, that they're speaking about the shifts, praise the Lamb of God, about the change of the guards, hallelujah, about what God is doing in the lives of the believers to bring them to the forefront, hallelujah, how the spirit of holy boldness is coming over the people again, the yes to testify of the love of God, praise the Lamb of God, to testify of the word of God, to give, praise the Lamb of God, oh yeah, attention to witnessing, yes, God. That's what we need, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. A holy boldness to be a witness for Christ. He needs that in us, out of us. My goodness. Woo! Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hallelujah. Don't you love him today? I do. Praise God. And I know you do too.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. But God is speaking these things prophetically over us, people of God. And the Lord says some things that we ignore. Hallelujah. Words like prepare. Prepare.
That's right. That's right.
See, that's something to meditate on right there. How
yes,
do I for what you're about to do, Lord? Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. The first thing you need to do is get flexible.
Yep.
So that any way God comes, you can go with. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right. I said it because sometimes when the Lord tells you to prepare, praise the Lamb of God, it may not look favorable to you the way it happens, but it will work out in your favor.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yes, it will.
May not look, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, favorable at the start. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, it takes Bishop Paul S. Martin to talk about this when Katrina came down through New Orleans. It didn't look favorable to him. He lost all his cars, his house, and he lost everything. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, and had to relocate to Atlanta and all of this, and all his membership displaced and lost locations, flooded, and all of that kind of thing. Praise the Lamb of God. But he told us today he has more money, more substance, praise the Lamb of God, in everything than he had before the flood. He didn't understand that God was setting him up for the blessing of blessings. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The church he needed remodeling the most, and he didn't have the money to do it. The insurance company remodeled the whole building. Praise a brand new church. Hallelujah. Down in New Orleans. Came out of all of this. But he had to have the nervous system to be able to take it. He had to have the fortitude and the faith. I better listen to me to be able to take it. He's the Lamb of God. And not break down and fall out and become paralegic. Praise the Lamb of God. Because you don't understand the way God works. Praise the Lamb of God. Tragedy is triumph to God. Hallelujah. Because in it he makes his strength. Praise the Lamb of God. Perfect in your weakness. Hallelujah.
Yep,
praise the Lamb. But you got to stand up in faith. All you got to do, Moses, is stretch out your arm. I'm going to do the work. You ain't got to go to divide the water. Just stretch forth your arm.
Right. That's right.
Let God stretch over. I'll do the work. God just needs you to operate in faith. Praise the Lamb. I'm talking to somebody today. Hallelujah.
Yep.
My God, my God. Lord, if it's floating, you must be floating me to another destination. I must be going to go in like Moses. Hallelujah. If I'm floating on this river, Lord, if the fire burned the house down to the ground, you must got a plan.
Hallelujah.
To build me a new one, or is already waiting on me in another community. Another city, and I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do and be wherever you want me to be. It's the Lamb of God. If you need me in California, then let the water take me there. If you need me in New Orleans, let the fire take me there. Wherever you need me, I'm not going to just sit and sit in the same place and not ever expect you to change nothing. You're God by yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well,
but you got to be able to take God doing what he do when he does what he does.
Okay.
Don't listen to me. Don't listen to me. Ignore me. Just I'm rambling. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to remember my voice, though. Praise the Lamb of God. Because when it rains on the just and the unjust.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
But
amen.
When God is in your rain, y'all didn't hear that, did you?
Yes, if God is in your rain.
God
is in the
rain. When God is in the rain,
God is in
hallelujah,
the rain.
Praise, your grass going to come out greener. When God is in the rain, the fruits of the vine become larger than the ones across the street. When God is in the rain, they be looking and say, well, I got an apple tree and she got an apple tree, but look how red her apples are. Lord, God is in your rain.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
God
you better
is in
listen.
The rain.
Hey.
Yes.
My God. When God is in your rain. Hallelujah.
Thank
boy,
God.
Oh boy, oh boy.
God.
Woo. Woo. Watch this. You know when the flood came, Noah was in the valley. But when the boat settled, it was on top of the mountain.
Yes, he was.
And
God
the boat,
is in your rain. Hallelujah.
In Mount Ararat, praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. That's where it settled at.
Yep.
He started in the valley.
Yes,
but God allowed the waters to rise as high as that mountain.
Jesus.
And then took the boat and put it in the mountain.
Yeah.
He'll take you to a higher place. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all not understanding. Praise the Lamb of God.
God
to give your life a different.
Yes,
the life looks different from a mountain than it does
sure
from
does.
A mountain.
Oh, God.
A whole lot better.
Open the ears of your people today, Father. Open their eyes and let them see what the Spirit is saying to them.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Calamity brings change.
Yes, it does.
That's true.
And you got to keep this in your bosom. All things work
Hallelujah.
Together. For the good of them that love the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And are called according to purpose.
According to
your
purpose, yes.
All things. Praise the Lamb of God. Work together.
Okay.
For my good. Hallelujah. Yes, God. And you just got to stand there and wait to see the good that's about to come out of this. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
It must work in my favor. I can't wait to see the good that's going to come out of this. Praise
Please,
the Lamb.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
I can't wait to see the good.
Hallelujah.
That's going to come out of this. My God. I wish somebody was listening to me today. I wish. I just.
Out of it. Yes, Lord.
I'm talking in the spirit and I know it.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I just wish somebody.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Just could walk with me and say, I can't wait to see the good. That's going
to
come out of this.
I can't wait to see the good.
Hallelujah. Why God delayed? Why I thought you denied me, God, but you were really delaying. You were stacking my blessings. You could bless me in abundance. I thought the door was shut, God, but I was looking at the wrong direction. Because when I turned and looked to you, I saw a door open in the heavens.
Hallelujah.
An effectual door. Hallelujah. A door that's been opened in love. Hallelujah. In power. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
that no man can shut. Hallelujah, because you opened it for me. I ain't got to worry about the naysayers. I ain't got to worry about the nick people and those who jealous and envious and trying
Jesus.
To take the ground from under my feet. All I got to do is look to Jesus.
Jesus.
And the finisher of my faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's the Lamb of God and go through the doors that he has set before me. Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lamb of God. Woo, what a wonderful Savior.
Oh,
boy, y'all
going to
get
Thank
stirred
you.
Up here. Y'all get me stirred up here.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 And God is doing a perfect work in our lives, people of God. What he has spoken, we'll deliver on. He will deliver. Praise the Lamb of God. What? He has spoken in your life. Now he ain't told you all of it because he reveals in part.
Amen.
God reveals in part. Prophecy is given in parts.
Yes, that's right.
Hallelujah. He tell you what he's going to do, but don't tell you how he's going to do it. He's given in parts.
Yes, Lord.
He tell you to go, but he don't tell you that you while on this journey, you'll get to a place and the bridge going to be out. I'm going to have to take you over that bridge. He don't tell you that. He don't tell you the food going to run out, the money going to run out, and all this, but I got the ravens to bring you bread and meat twice a day. Don't worry about
Jesus.
It. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But I'm going to take you to your, I feel God here, to your promised place.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. He tells you in part. Hallelujah. He tells
you
I'm going to, that you're healed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Without you feeling better.
Jesus.
Oh, then all of a sudden, praise God, you wake up one morning, hallelujah, woo, you just sweated all night not knowing it was the fire of God on your bed. Praise the Lamb of God. My God, and you rise up and say, it's a change. I feel better today. Praise the Lamb of God. I feel better today. Lord, have mercy. The doctor's been counting me out. I feel better today.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb because God has looked my way. Glory to the Lamb of God. My. Yes, God. He's an awesome God, I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And the devil can't do you no harm. No witch, no warlock, no black pepper, green pepper, yellow pepper, thrown over the shoulder, put it in the shoe, all of that kind of stuff. Praise, you can dance in the devil's fire. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it will not burn you when the favor of God is upon your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's awesome all by himself. He's awesome all by himself. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, I got a caller. It's Testimony Tuesday. I wish somebody had a testimony here. Praise the Lamb of God. Eric Cole, 864-376. Your mic is hot. Who's calling?
Sean Jenkins.
How you doing, Jenkins?
I'm fine. How you doing? How you doing?
We blessed and highly favored over here, and you know it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Hey, I was just talking to Sylvia. Something is going on. I didn't know what was going on. Ever since Saturday, like I've been stuck in my bed. Like I can't catch my breath. I just needed you to pray for me with that.
Oh, my
I've been
goodness.
In bed since Saturday. I mean, completely not out my house, not out my room. Every time I get ready to go out the room, it's like a panic attack, and I don't suffer with panic attacks.
My. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Woo! God said he has called you into his presence, daughter.
Wow.
Hallelujah. There ain't no enemy. There ain't the devil. Praise the Lamb of nothing like that. That's the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what God is speaking to me now. Hallelujah. God said that he has called you into his presence. Praise the Lamb of God. So you need to just lay and worship, praise, read your word, hallelujah, and talk to the Lord, and then say, yes, Lord, your servant is here. Speak to me.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise the Lamb of God. Ah, God. Yes, God.
Thank you, God.
This is going to be all right with you, praise the Lamb. And it's going to lift, praise the Lamb of God. It's going to lift. But God is calling you into a quiet time and a quiet place.
Thank you, God.
Are you active in ministry?
I'm in a church. I'm just not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Going to another.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that is right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you're going to rise up and run in to do it. I bet you that.
Thank you, God.
Oh, Jesus. All is well, though. Praise God. I'm very serious. All is well with your health and what have you. You're going to see God is good. When you get to the place where God wants you and God deal with you, this is going to lift. Praise the Lamb. You're going to say it's just like it never happened. Like I never had a problem. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There should be some others on here who can testify to this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That God will shut you down. He has shut me down before. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yep.
Put me on fast everything without me even knowing it.
That's the truth.
Hallelujah. I could go all day, 2 days, ain't ate nothing. And then I wait. Then it hit me. The Lord got me on a fast. I'm fasting. Didn't even know it. Can't go out the house. Get ready to go. Thinking I gotta go. Somebody else will come and do it for me, just to keep me in. And I'd be like, "You done shut me up for a purpose." Hallelujah.
Amen.
And once I get the revelation, then I go to pressing into His presence. And when the revelation comes out, I'm on cloud 95. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just get in His presence and watch and see what happens. When the power is about to hit you. Did you hear what I said? Thank you. Power of God is about to hit your house.
Thank you, God.
It's about to hit you. He's preparing you for something.
Jesus.
Of God. That's greater than you have ever experienced. Hallelujah. Press into His presence, daughter.
Thank you,
let me tell you something. You may know this, but you don't know. The fullness of joy is in His presence. The fullness of peace is in His presence.
Yes.
At His right hand. Woo! Our pleasures evermore. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
He's the Lamb of God. My. Woo, God, I feel God here today. Girl, you better leave me alone. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you should go into your blessed place. Your blessed place and your best place. Hallelujah. Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Your blessed place and your best place. In Jesus' name. Is it like, Bertha, do you hear anything for
us? Prophet, as you were speaking to her, the Lord says, don't fight it. Embrace His presence. Because it's the inner mind that's trying to make you think it's fear. That's all the anxiety is about, but it's not. Embrace God's presence. Embrace Him.
Hallelujah.
You're going to receive everything that Prophet has spoken to you, but don't fight it. Surrender to Him. Just lay there and surrender and say, Lord,
hallelujah.
I surrender all to you. I give it all to you. I'm yours. Let your will be done.
Mm-hmm.
And that feeling is going to leave you, as Prophet says. But baby, don't fight it because I fought it. And it ain't going to work for you, so just surrender.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Now, you don't want to fight that. Praise the Lamb of God. You want that to just go and flow. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Lord. Boy, oh boy, Prophet Daryl then jumped on here. Prophet Daryl, Sinus is with us, people of God. Hallelujah. How you doing, Prophet?
Man, this phone has been giving me a fit early this morning. I'm about to get up and go get me a new phone because I've been trying to get on the show. The devil don't want me on the show this morning, Apostle.
It's too hot on here, man.
Hallelujah, Lord.
The Lord is on the show today. Praise the Lamb of God.
That's why you don't want me on here.
The devil don't want you on here, Doc. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo-wee. We talking about that favor. Praise the Lamb of God. And we talking about the hope Hallelujah. We're talking about the force of God on our lives, man of God. Let me tell you something. The devil don't want you to hear all of this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Because where God is shifting us, we're going to have to just surrender and let him do it his way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I keep seeing rain, people of God. I'm just telling y'all what I see. I see rain. Rain. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The outpouring of his spirit. The outpouring of his anointing upon your lives, saints. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. It's more precious than silver and gold. Hallelujah. You'll be looking up and just letting the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, rain on you today. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You ought to be singing, rain on me. Hallelujah. Yes. Lord, rain.
Rain God. On me. Rain on us.
Rain of heaven fall on me. Praise the Lamb of God. Let the rain that falls from your throne, hallelujah, from the waters of your throne, that spiritual water, let it rain on me, Jesus. Hallelujah. It changed my heart. Let it change my mind. Let it change the way I see you. Wash my eyes in the spirit. Let it rain on my mind, God. Give me a paradigm shift. Glory to Jesus. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God. Carry me away in the Holy Ghost. Carry me away. Your spirit, hallelujah, and show me wonderful things out of your word. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Who are we? This daughter just called in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. From this 888-864. Who are you that God would hold you at bay? So that he can talk to you and deal with you.
Amen.
My goodness.
Thank you, God.
You ought to consider yourself blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Some people have got them all, and he done chose you and elected you out of all the people on your block, in your community.
Thank you, God.
Jesus, God.
Thank
you,
God.
You.
Yes, God.
Oh, yeah. We should be on a high just for that. My God, my God. Oh, glory. How great thou art. Bless your holy name, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord stretched out in me. Praise the Lamb.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, boy. Angel change. Angel change, a change. A wonderful change. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. So, daughter, you be blessed. I'm looking for a testimony from you by next Tuesday. I'm expecting you to come back in, praise the Lamb of God, and share what good thing God has revealed, what God has spoken, and the ministry that you're walking in, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, God.
We
can
take you to the next level there. I'm not going to even talk about that. I'm going to let God talk to you about it, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He called you in. He going to talk to you. Praise the Lamb of God. He called you in. Don't come out. Praise the Lamb. If he releases you, say, not till you bless me.
Amen.
You bless me.
Jesus.
I want to hear your voice. Not till you bless me. Hallelujah. You're going to wrestle with that angel. Praise the Lamb. My God, my God.
Jesus.
I won't let go till you bless my soul. Oh, God, the Lord is here. Oh, my God. I love you, God. I love you, God. We got another caller here, area code 985. Praise the Lamb of God. That's not like
hello,
the Bayou.
Hello, everyone. That's the
Margie.
Bayou. That's the Bayou. Yes, sir. How are you?
How's I'm blessed and I'm listening. Is my sister doing?
I am doing I'm speechless to answer that, because when I got on the line, I had to run some errands, and when I got on the line, I heard you say prepare, and something ignited in my spirit. And then I heard you say be flexible, and then I said, and you started to explain that flexibility, because it may not seem good to us, but it's perfect in God's eyes. And then you said it may not look favorable to you, but it will be good for you. And so I have to stay in it. I'm in Dallas. I'm at my son's house. They had a baby, a new baby, and I'm here to help support his wife who had surgery. And I'm isolated. And so when I heard you say that, and I said, so you set me apart to do what? To hear more from you while I'm here. And she thought he was sick last night, but I was praying, and I was putting the blood of Jesus over the house while I was in my quiet time. And this morning she said, what I thought I heard, I didn't hear. She said, he is perfectly all right. And I started to talk to him, and I said, because your angels were dispatched to see about you, because we didn't know what the enemy was planning, but God said, you're perfect. And he has been wonderful today. And then when I got on the line and I heard you, and I said, Lord, I'm here in this quiet place because you want to speak to me. So here
Hallelujah.
I am. Oh, God.
Yes, God. That quiet place, my goodness.
That quiet
and God
place.
God will bring you into that quiet place. I'm glad you're in Dallas, because you're going to have to come back to Dallas in November to see that baby again, and to come to the, what you call that, people of God, the gathering is going to be in Dallas-Fort Worth. Praise the Lamb of God.
Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
So
I'm glad you got a baby down there
voice.
To come see.
Yes, sir.
Dallas-Fort Worth, people of God, we're coming to Dallas-Fort Worth for the gathering this year. The God has spoken. We have said amen. We've already had our conference call meeting, praise the Lamb of God, with about a team of 20 people just around the country, praise the Lamb of God, who is a part of PSM. And we are going, praise the Lamb of God, right there, praise the Lamb, in Dallas, Texas. And I want you to know, well, it's in Fort Worth, praise the Lamb of God, where we're going. It's in Fort Worth, but that's the suburb of Dallas, praise the Lamb of God. And there, praise, oh, my goodness, boy, oh, boy, they're working.
Do you have a date?
No. Our price for our, the date is the 7th, 8th, and 9th. It's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning. Thursday, Friday, Saturday morning of November, that first week in November. Praise the Lamb, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning. Praise, those are our 3 days. And, boy, you're talking about a time we're going to have for, oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the hotel. Praise God. We're working out a block right now with them. Praise the Lamb of God. And hopefully that is going to be under $100 for you people of God. And our registration, due to what is being, we are being charged, is being chopped in half. Our registration this year is only going to be $50 for all of the classes and materials that you're going to receive. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So it's affordable. And we looked online already. Praise it. From Chicago, they got flights as low as $150, like $55 round trip for that week.
Oh, my God.
So you need to get your tickets. Praise the Lamb of God and do what you're going to do. Thank you, Marjorie, for calling in and mentioning Dallas for us. Praise the Lamb of God. But now let's flip the coin back over. Hallelujah. Know this, people of God. Know this. Praise God. Hallelujah, that when God puts you in a place of solitude, it's a favored place. Nobody want to be alone. Nobody want to be shut in. We always act like we're in jail or something. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We always act like this is all this quiet place, blah, 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 because you're so used to noise and used to people and interacting. But that's when you need to shut down, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and spend quiet time with God. Yes, God, seeking his face, seeking his will, seeking his word. My God.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
And those are the times that God makes himself available to you. Did you hear what I said? Those are the times that God makes himself available to you. Now, you can miss your window of opportunity with God. Hallelujah. You can miss your window. I said it. Some opportunity with God.
Jesus.
Praise the Lamb. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to miss that window of opportunity.
That's
you
right.
want to receive what God has for you. You want the revelation. Yes, you do. You do. Praise
okay.
the Lamb of God. You want it. You don't want to miss him. You don't want to miss him. Praise the Lamb. You want this experience. Because these are the life-changing experiences. These are the pivotal moments in life, praise the Lamb of God, that God turns things around for you. Yes, God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Give you
yes,
new
Lord.
Order. Give you
yes,
new
Lord.
Direction. Bring you into a more distinguished place.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
of favor.
Hallelujah.
Of assignment, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. This is where this is where he lifts, praise the Lamb of God. He lifts heavy burdens off of you.
Oh, yes,
yes.
Lord.
Yes, God, and he refreshed my soul. Glory to Jesus Christ. You feel
praise
like some of you are tired and like, the struggle has been too long, and this, that. God is refreshing. Hallelujah. Yes, God. But in that restoration is a rest, but he got to bring you into a peace.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
My God. My God. My
thank
God.
You.
My God. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just want you to know. I just want you to know. Praise the Lamb of God, that this is a place of favor and refreshing on your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Margie, get there. Stay there. Praise the Lamb of God until you feel the release. And watch
that's
what God
right.
does. The Lamb of God. He's going to show you some stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. He's going to show you some stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Goodness gracious. I love him today. I love him today. My goodness.
Yes,
God. As
yes,
do what no one else can do but God. As he does what no one else can do but God. My goodness. Yes, favor on us, God. Thank you for solitude. Thank you for taking us the noise and hustle and bustles of everyday life and bringing us into your presence. Hallelujah, God, unaware of ourselves, how you have orchestrated, praise the Lamb of God, and processed
oh, yes.
us. Be where
oh,
we
yes.
are right now, God, reveal to your servants. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Before we call, you answer. Hallelujah. Ah, God, for we live, you'll be made known. Bless us, God. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, let me share with you, because they just text me concerning the gathering, praise the Lamb of God, and want me to call and do this and do that. But I just want you all to know, praise the Lamb of God, your undergirdment of this ministry, praise the Lamb of God, has been and is the blessing, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to us being able to do what we do. I want you to know, praise the Lamb of God, God is going to bless some of you all right here in the near future. Now, y'all listen to me good now.
Mm-hmm.
He set you up for this already, praise the Lamb of God, with Jubilee blessings, offerings that you sowed, and this, that, and others. But God is going to bless you to be a greater blessing, hallelujah, so we can walk through these doors debt free, praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't want to go struggling for nothing. The Lord didn't open the doors to make it easy for us. And all we have to do, praise the Lamb of God, that as the blessings come in, say, you know what? Praise the Lamb of God. The prophet told me this was going to happen. I'm sowing this back, praise the Lamb of God, Hallelujah, so I can get another harvest. I'm sowing this back. I'm sowing a portion of it back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And some of you are so good at doing, praise the Lamb of God, things at that level. But if more of us would jump on board, we could get so much more done. Praise the Lamb of God. I did the invitation. We talked about courtesy cars for you. So when you fly in, they'll pick you up from the airport. Praise just for a tip to help them keep some gas in the car, not charging you $50 or $60 to carry you around and stuff like that. People of God, we want to do this in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that you will say, this is the way it should be done. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. And whatever hotel is selected, praise the Lamb of God, through the press center, praise the Lamb of God, the apostolic woman there, I am going to submit to it. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to be right there with you, whatever hotel is selected. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to be right there in the hotel with you. Praise the Lamb. And I promise you, this is going to be an experience as we go into the prayer center, this brand new remodeled place. Praise the Lamb of God, this facility. Hallelujah, that will accommodate us. If we go in the overflow, then praise God. Hallelujah. Already the mics and everything are there. The equipment is there. Drums, organ, keyboard. We don't have to transport nothing. Hello, Lightbug. Hallelujah. Fair, but it's working for me. Hallelujah. And God is doing this for us. I just need you all to remember, praise the Lamb of God, to hold the mind with this as we're going into September. Praise the Lord, November going to be here quick. Hallelujah. Some of you, God is blessing right now. Get your tickets, people of God. Stop worrying about your fingernails and toenails and I got to get a pedicure and I got to get, you ain't got to get nothing. Grandmama done walked around in Mississippi barefoot and didn't know what a pedicure was. Hallelujah. Now you act like don't die if you don't get one every other week. Hallelujah. Stop putting all the money in your head. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Light bulbs, every other week you got to get your hair fixed. Find you something else that you can work, that you can do something to with your own hands.
Amen.
Man, my mama didn't go to the beauty salon. Hello, light bulb. I saw
right
in the mirror with that hot comb.
That's right.
Hello, putting it on the stove. I got burned with it once. That's why I remember it. Yes, God. Hallelujah. And we got to use wisdom. Praise the Lamb of God. As God is blessing us, we must use wisdom. We must use wisdom as God is blessing us, people of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, but we can do this, and I'm asking you all to do it. Make a commitment. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some of you to say, you know what? I can become an ego partner. I can become a mantle partner. I want to sow this $500. I want to sow $1,000, praise the Lamb of God, into this ministry. Because when we gather, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, I don't want to be thinking of budget. I want to be thinking of what God is speaking for your life. This is promises fulfilled year. Praise the Lamb of God. We coming to prophesy individual prophecies. Praise the Lamb of God. These 3 days, what God speaks corporately, we're going to say. What he's talking about nationally, we're going to say. But our focus in prayers is on every individual registered, praise the Lamb of God, that you leave there. Yes, God, with a word. That you leave there activated into your ministry. That you leave there, praise the Lamb of God, operating on a different level. That's the goal. Praise the Lamb of God. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, circle your calendars. A lot going on. We'll be on the Word Network. Praise the Lamb of God. On Bishop Bloomer's show with Bishop, praise the Lamb of God, Victor Cousins out of Cincinnati. We'll be on that show with them. Praise the prophesying and doing exhortations. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe that date is the 18th or 19th of September. If we got time, I will give you that date. Praise the Lamb of God in time and all of that as it becomes more The angel is dealing with that, and the church. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Who has already invited us to bring the gathering next year, if we would like to Cincinnati, Ohio. Praise it to their complex. Oh, my goodness. People of God, such favor. God opening doors for us, PSM. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. I hope you all see what I see. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. And as we go, we're going to pick up more members, more people to this international ministry, praise the Lamb, so we can impact this nation and world like no one else has. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he's sending apostles, are coming under our ministry, bishops, praise the Lamb of God, and ministers are coming saying, I need you to be my spiritual father. I need
praise
you to be
God.
My...
Praise
they
God.
Are coming, people of God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God is sending them now with this heavy father's anointing that he has placed upon my mantle. Hallelujah. The father, sons, and daughters, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm willing to do it. Praise God. I'm willing to do that. Hallelujah. I love you all today. Margie, you are such a blessing. I thank you for your encouragement, just your words. Praise the Lamb of God in your prayers as you pray with us so many times. I thank you, thank you, thank you for calling in today and your support. Praise the Lamb of God. You are a gift. But I need you, Margie. Praise the I need the intercessors in your group. If you can, praise them, to encourage them to come to the gathering November the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th. Everybody, we will be leaving there on Saturday in time enough for everybody to go to the airport, get on your plane, get back home. By nightfall, you'll be in your house. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, or wherever you have to go. Now, if you drove, then you know you got to time that yourself. I don't know how many hours it is from New Orleans to the Dallas or whatever and stuff like that. Praise the Lamb of God. But we have a beautiful opportunity if we take it. Amen. In the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Erico 252, your mic is hot.
God bless you. God bless you.
Who's calling?
This is Prophet Pearson.
Hey, Carlos, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm blessed, Carlos. Is you going to the gathering with us this year? Are you going to Dallas with us, or are you going
to
play with me, Carlos?
No, I won't be able to be there. We got some dates that's already filled in for that particular time, to see maybe the next gathering that you're ready to have. I will hopefully be at that one, but I will not be able to be at that one.
Oh, Carlos. All right, brother. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Well, we got to work you in because I want you to come and be a part. Praise the Lamb of God. As soon as possible. Praise the Lamb of God.
Okay.
Hallelujah. My goodness.
Well, however you can do it, I can give you the information and you can get in contact with my administrator and they can tell you exactly what to do and everything.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll do that. You just inbox that to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. We got Prophet Carlos Pierce. Pearson is here with us. Praise the Lamb of God, the man of God out of the Carolinas. And we thank him for being here with us today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, boy. What a wonderful show this is today. Praise the Lamb. Y'all really, this has been a fired-up thing. Praise the Lamb. Mm-hmm. Talking about this favor. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, we had been talking about King David and the favor that was on his life, praise the Lamb, and the adversaries and the antagonists, praise the Lamb, came upon him in chapter 18 of 1 Samuel, chapter 19
wow.
and 20. How Saul, praise the Lamb, hated him for no reason, how he did everything, praise the Lamb of God, for the king in order to position himself, praise the Lamb of God, to be who God had anointed him to be. But the revelation, praise the Lamb, let us see some things here, that sometimes the devil get wind of your destiny, praise the Lamb of God. Woo! When the devil gets wind of your destiny. I think I said something right there, Carlos.
Yes,
when the devil gets wind or word concerning your destiny. Praise the Lamb of God. And he tries to alter it through the antagonist, praise the Lamb of God, and through the adversary. The devil can't change the word of God, but he can antagonize you enough for you to miss your destiny.
Not going to happen.
If you allow him to. Key word in those chapters is, and David behaved himself wisely. Key word.
Wisely.
Great wisdom. Key word. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The king had his eye on him. The king threw spears at him, threw javelins at him, all that kind of stuff. But David never raised his hand against the king because he reverenced the position the king was in. He knew if he the king, he God's anoint. I will not touch him. Although he's trying to kill me, I will not touch him. I will not speak against him. He teaching us how to deal with our antagonists. He teaching us how to deal with the adversary. I ain't going to say nothing against him. I'm going to speak good of him.
Jesus.
But, now, this hard for us. This hard for us is, I put it that way. This is hard for us is because we march to the rhythm of a different drum major. We will fight in a minute. It's hard for us. We will go off in a minute. And we will develop a posse to help us bring somebody down when they're against us.
Jesus.
Woo! My goodness, I know this just in time for somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. I know this is just in time for somebody to say, you know what, prophet? You're talking to me today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, you talking to me today, prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. Because I know that I know that I know, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, that my destiny is in view, that my hour has come, that promise upon me, praise the Lamb of God, that God has anointed me, but the devil didn't got wind of this thing.
Hallelujah.
He has planted snares for me, praise the Lamb of God. Saul gave David his daughter, his youngest daughter, Michelle, to wife. He said that she might be a snare to him. I'm giving them to him. That she might lead him to his death. Hallelujah. But when the favor is on you, God will turn the hearts of the enemy's family in your favor.
Yes, he will. Mm-hmm.
They will come to you and let you know what the plot of your enemy is. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll never forget when I was pastoring up. Praise the Lamb of God, that Baptist church, they had, you know, these were professional demons over there. I'm telling you, they had degrees. These people had degrees in wickedness, how to bring a pastor down and turn a pastor off and all of those kind of stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. But let me tell you what it did. Hallelujah. Well, let me tell you what God did. One of the trusted family members God gave me favor with. Gave me favor with. And they would slip in my office and tell me what was going to happen in the meeting. Tell me the charges they was going to bring against me.
Jesus.
Tell me how they met over at the house and what they was talking about concerning me. All the way down to they said they gonna, one of them said they going to shoot you in the meeting tonight.
Jesus.
Called me. One of them said, he bringing his gun, and if you act up, they going to shoot you tonight.
Wow, my God, my God. Jesus.
God will favor you. That somebody in your enemy's camp will come to you.
Yes,
and reveal the heart of the enemy. Praise the Lamb of God.
Woo!
I'm telling you something today. Hallelujah. But you got to operate in death principles. You got to operate. I'm saying, some of y'all need to be getting these sermon topics down. You need to operate in principles that concerns your destiny.
Yeah, that's right.
Integrity. Hello, light bulbs. Integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. Honesty.
Yes, Lord.
Hello, light bulbs. Love.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. And it's hard to love your enemy, but Jesus then told us to do it.
Yes,
it's hard to do it, but you got to do it.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
praise the Lamb of God. Yes, God. See, when people are against you and somebody mentioned them to you and they know that they're against you and you start talking love about the person, they already know who in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If you talking against me and you done told the person how this, that, and another, and how you hate and despise me, and then they walk up to me and say, yeah, I was talking to about you today, praise the Lamb of God, and you say, oh, how they doing? I was praying for them this morning. You know, boy, I just love so-and-so, blah, 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 blah. I haven't seen them in a while. When you talk to them again, tell them something, give me a call. I miss them. That person walk away with their head gone. Now, why did he just tell me he loved him, but he just said he can't stand him?
Okay,
Jesus. Wrong right there.
Yeah.
It's the one who don't have the love that's the issue. That's got the real problem. It's the one that's spitting the venom. Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
The undermining one, that's the one you got to watch. Praise the Lamb of God.
Right.
But don't you become like them, trying to get even with them. You don't get even, saint. We get above.
Amen.
Hello? We don't get even. We get above.
Amen.
We walk on a higher level of authority, a higher level of principles of living that keeps our blessings flowing. Doors opening. Hallelujah. To keep the anointing on our life, we walk higher. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, I know I'm talking today. Praise the God. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Today. Praise the Lamb of God. That they messed around, boy. Let me tell you. They messed around and did so much, praise the Lamb of God, the damage to David. Until David had to flee, and he's running, and Saul is after him, and Saul goes in the woods, praise the Lamb of God, to release himself, and David is right there. He takes his sword and cuts a piece of his robe, showing that he could have killed
him. Jeez.
That he was close to him, that while you was in the laboratory, I could have killed you out here in the woods. He held on to that piece of garment until they brought him before Saul. And Saul was spitting out venom, and he pulled it out. Said, I'm not against you, O king. I had an opportunity to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
I will not touch God's anointing. Now, let's flip the coin over here. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I hope Carlos still with me. You still with me, Carlos?
Yes, sir.
I want you to hear this. Let's flip this coin over right here. Margie, y'all better listen to this.
Yes, sir.
Prophets and prophetess, y'all better listen to this. Praise the Lamb of God. Some people are so blind that they don't know God's anoint looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Some people are so blind, they don't know you, God's anoint.
That's so
right.
True.
Hey, bro.
That is so
true.
Wow, that is
they
so
think
true.
They position,
oh,
the position they in makes them God's anoint, and God didn't put them in the position. Man put them there.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hear ye, hear ye. I'm rabbering the jabber. Hear ye, hear ye. There's people in position who think because they're in position, this makes them anointed. And God never anointed them for the position.
Right.
The anointing is on you. But their blindness in their position don't allow them to see the anointing that's on you.
Jesus.
So they speak against you.
Amen.
You down. They go to stick daggers in your back.
Yes, Lord.
And then they don't know why they going through hell.
My
sickness, them. They don't know. They don't know why everything they do will not work. It's as witchcraft in their house.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I know I'm talking to somebody.
Amen. You're right on it.
Jesus.
There's witchcraft is in their house. It's something always troubling them. They're always angry and upset. The evil spirit of the Lord is upon them.
Jesus.
Hello, Life Bar.
They're
always out and frustrated. Never can get enough of nothing. Nothing will satisfy them. Not enough money, not enough nothing will satisfy them to give them peace.
Yes, Lord.
Hello, light bulbs. Hallelujah. But when you are anointed, when you are anointed, you don't hardly have nothing, but you got the peace of God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
That's when you really know that you're walking in divine favor and faith. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's when you know you're walking in divine favor and faith because a little satisfies you. You're grateful for the meals you're eating, and it tastes good to you. You're not eating at Ruth Chris or Morton's or Chicago, hallelujah, or Houston's or Papa Do's, but boy, this cornbread and these greens and these crowder peas and this chicken, this baked chicken, is better than your taste buds.
Okay.
And steak.
Because
God has touched your plate. Because God has touched your plate. Your water got healing in it. Because God can touch your water. I bless your water. I bless your meat. Hallelujah. Woo! They riding in Bentleys and Mercedes and Jaguars and struggling to pay their notes and worrying about repossessions. And here you are just riding fancy free in the little car God gave you. Hallelujah. That seemed like one tank of gas last you 2 or 3 weeks. woo! I tell you, boy, when faith and favor is on you, my goodness gracious, God will give you a peace in the midst of your adversaries. And let me tell you something, nothing drives your enemy crazier than you doing good and you being happy, praise the Lamb of God, while they catching hell. Hallelujah. They can't take it. They hate that. Because they want God to inflict you with sickness, disease, and everything, and all of this. They want everything to go wrong in your life because of their position. And God has not. They are not even aware that God is repositioning. Praise the Lamb of God, because the position they in is over.
Wow. Man, oh my
and
God
has been to bring you into your season. Hallelujah. My God, y'all better listen to me. God is about to bring you into your season.
Yes,
God. It's your turn now. It's your season. But this must be done with humility.
Yes, it is. Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You need to read about the favor of humility on you. You need to read Isaiah 66. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
When humility is upon you, praise the Lamb. When you're walking humble with your God, when you're not arrogant and full of pride about who you are, about what God has done for you, it humbles you. Praise the Lamb of God. That when people look at you, they don't even know you're blessed.
Hallelujah.
They can't tell how blessed you are.
Right.
Hallelujah. Because you're not out trying to flaunt it.
Jesus.
You ain't demanding respect and demanding people to treat you a certain way. But it's on
you.
They treat you with love and joy wherever you go. Hallelujah. You out in the restaurant and the waiters just favor you. Praise the Lamb of God. The waiters smiling at you. The waiters remember who you are. When you come back in a second time, the waiters remember you. Not because of your large tip, but because of your large attitude. Because of your large heart of love. Hallelujah. And because you treated them with love, praise the Lamb of God, while they waited on you. My goodness. Favor is upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You go in the cleaners and they give you discounts. When favor is upon you. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. My goodness gracious. You got a bill from the cleaners, and when you get ready to take it back, the owner stands there and look at you and look at you and say, "Ooh, wow, they didn't give you no discount or nothing. Let me see what I can do with this bill." I went to the car dealership. I went to the car dealership, praise the Lamb of God, last week. I needed keys for the car, praise the Lamb of God, and a new car opener and what have you, and they had to do this and that, which came to like $70-something dollars. And, boy, praise the Lamb, I'm standing up there, and I had been talking with this one serviceman for, you know, quite a while that day. My grandchildren are with me. They up in the office, and Angel is with me. And I'm talking to him, blah, 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 blah. And I'm talking, man, I got to go down here and find something for these kids to eat and this, that. I'm just talking to him, blah, blah, blah. And then he said something. I started laughing. I said, "Look at you standing up looking like Elvis Presley with your handsome self." And just kept talking to him, blah, 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 blah. Laughing, he said, "Yeah, I look like Elvis, y'all. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, all that." But and just when the office, when the bill finally came in, the office was clear. It was nobody but him and I in there. He said, "You know what? I really enjoyed talking to you today. Let me see what I can do with this bill." He cut it in half.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. He cut it in half. Favor, when favor is on you.
Yes, that's right.
He cut the bill in half and told me, "Man, I could get fired for this." I said, "I don't want you to get fired now." He said, No. "That's shredded. They have to glue that back together to seal." Hello, light bulbs. When favor is on
that's
you.
Okay.
When favor is on you, people of God. Hallelujah. God will work some things for you. Praise the Lamb of God. He'll stretch some things for you. My God. Hallelujah. My God. This testimony Tuesday, that's a testimony, isn't it? Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, it is.
I'm just going to tell you what God will do. Praise God. All right, wait. I got a caller. I'm going to take this call. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Oh, boy. No, they just hung up. I ducked the 8. I was finna let them. I hit it, and they dropped off. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Who was that? That was California. You dropped off. Hallelujah. I was coming to you. Oh, now you open 818. Your mic is hot.
Praise the Lord. How are you?
Albertine, how you doing, daughter?
I'm blessed. How are you? Praise the Lord. Prophet Shakespeare. I heard Prophet Carlos is on the line. Yay. I don't know if Prophet just came on like maybe 10 minutes ago. I missed it, but I'm going to go back in the archives, of course, because we're in 1 Samuel, and I love it. My testimony today is favor God showed me when we were moving, and my son was decided to go back to if he was going to go back to college or if he was going to stay in California, and we needed to move. So the lady said, and the money that I was waiting to come in hadn't came in yet. And I had the money, it just hadn't cleared. And we needed to get the apartment by a certain time because he needed to leave and I needed to move. So normally in the beginning, they don't take checks. You have to give them a cashier check, a money order, and they don't take cash. So
all right.
I told the lady, I told Isaiah, I said, Isaiah, go see if she'll take a check so we can go ahead and move in. So Alexi said, yeah, we'll take a check, just come in. But when he got there, the other leasing agent said, no, we don't take checks. You have to pay a cash or a money order. We don't do it like that. So when Isaiah came back and he said, and we were moving that day. We were packing to move that day. And she said, don't worry about it. God's got it. It's always a plan B. God always got it. Watch and see God work. And an hour later, Alexi called us back and said, what happened? And so we came, and the guy said, she says, oh, no. You come and write the check, and you guys move in. So we went back to the leasing office, and we didn't even have the application totally filled out. She approved us, but you still have to fill out the leasing application. The leasing application wasn't even filled out. She said, here's the keys to your new home. Here's your mailbox keys. Here's your apartment. Go move in. And then I told her, so we don't even have the lease complete. She said, don't worry about it. Go move in. And that's favor of God.
My God, my God, my God. My God.
That's
just gave you the keys.
God is going to give it to you. She just gave it to you because these are the keys to your new home. We didn't even have a lease filled out. The lease wasn't even complete. You have to do a
My God in heaven.
But you have to fill out the lease and agreement. It wasn't filled out and it wasn't signed. She just gave it to us.
What did I tell you when I talked to you? I said,
Amen.
Do what the Lord said do.
Amen.
You see how quick favor will come on you for obedience?
Yes.
People of God, I'm going to tell you all this again. I can't overstress to you the importance of you walking out the word of God. I talked about when we opened up today, covenant relationship. Covenant is a contract, a covenant of love that you have with God to be obedient to his word. Hallelujah. You're not going to make it in through this season of favor, praise the Lamb, and grace. You're going to come out a pulpit. You may have a roof over your head and this, that, and another, but the covering and the mantle of favor and what you should have is not going to be yours if you can't obey simple principles like tithes and offerings. If you can't give God that dime out of that dollar because you're so greedy about what you need, that your heart will not turn to God and obey God. Now, I'm telling you, people of God, he's immutable. Right there in the third chapter of Malachi, it say, he changed not.
Amen.
He ain't changing for you. He's not going to change his word for you. There are no amens on this. He's not going to change for you, people of God.
That's right.
You must make that adjustment. You must repent and say, Lord, I'm going to honor the covenant. Lord, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do.
Yes.
So let you do what you always do, and that's be God. And watch blessings of God flow on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, God. Just watch him do it.
Yes, Lord God.
Just watch him do what he will do for you. And you're going to be wonderful.
How can thank you? The Lord gave me a number, and I'm going to sow that seed today.
Got that baby? Is that your grandbaby back there?
No, I think that's Prophet Carlos' baby.
Oh. I thought it was coming from your father. Praise the Lord, God, grace say. That baby got some strong lungs. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, daughter. But I'm saying to everybody, praise the
okay.
Lamb of God. When God has spoken favor on you, then you must speak faith to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, we're going to be talking about faith the rest of this week. Don't miss these shows. Shake a neighbor, shake a friend, and tell them to come get some of this prophetic faith teaching. Because I want you to get it, people. I want all of us to walk in what God is speaking over our lives.
Yes.
But we're not going to get it walking in disobedience and faking and begging and crying. God keeps saying, when your heart change, I'll change.
I will change. Hallelujah.
When your heart, I'll give you the change that belongs to you.
Yes, Lord.
Because what God gives us ain't nothing but change out of his storehouse.
Amen.
The money he puts, if God gave you $1 billion tomorrow, it's change to God.
Yes, Lord. Mercy.
Ain't nothing but change.
Amen.
But until you change, your change is being held up.
Oh, Lord Jesus, yes.
Because he ain't playing with us in this season. Is he playing with the world? No. Is he playing with this nation? Fire,
no.
Fires, floods, landslides, sinkholes, storms, hurricanes, some of everything going on. God ain't playing. Is with us. Judgment begins first at the house of God. He's given us a chance to come under the umbrella of blessings. But you got to walk a disciplined life. Leave the filthy, unclean things alone.
Yes.
Ooh, hallelujah.
That's across the board. I don't care what it is. If
yes,
you want
Lord.
This great grace, if you want what God has for you, then you're going to have to understand, praise the Lamb of God, no man see God without holiness.
Amen.
And I ain't talking about in the by and by. I'm talking about right now. You can seek him all you want. You will not find without holiness. No man will see God. You can get up and lie and tell me, God said this, God, without holiness. No man. Nicodemus, until you're born again, until you change, you cannot see the kingdom. You can't even perceive it. Hello, light bulb. Boy, we're out of time. We're out of time. Praise the Lamb of God. Margie, I see, just hit the thing. Thank you for that seed. Praise the Lamb of God, Margie. Praise the Lamb
thank
of God.
You.
My daughter, I'll be looking for yours, Abertain. Praise the Lamb. Some of you others. People of God, it's time for us to rise up and be counted. Praise the Lamb of God. It's time for us to rise up, praise the Lamb, and walk this faith walk. Don't just talk it. It's time to walk it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love you all today. It's been a great show. I'm excited about you now. Woo! But, boy, I'm jubilant about your future. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Prophet Carlos. Birth, Ophelia, thank you for interceding today. Sylvia, all of you all. I love you, PSM. I love you, I love you, I love you. We got to go.
Love you, too.
Love you too. Bye.
God bless.
Come on and praise the Lord, everybody. Come on and bless the Lord in this place. Come on and put your hands together. Come on, we want the people of the earth.